Gospel Contemplation for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew and is the abbreviated version. Music is Ebbs and Flows by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn off the audio and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for whatever it is you need right now. If you can't think of anything, you might ask for the grace to accept and respond to God's word. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." It is a hot summer day, and the heat of the house where he is staying is too much for Jesus. He leaves the house to go and sit by the Sea of Galilee where there is a breeze. You find him sitting there. Imagine this moment in all its details. The sea glinting with the sun. The breeze off the water. The sand warm under your feet. The birds calling. Fishermen nearby tending their boats. What is Jesus like as he sits by the sea? How do you feel as you approach him? How does he greet you? Spend a few moments with Jesus sitting by the sea. Slowly, a crowd draws around as people begin to recognize Jesus and point him out to others. He is moved to speak to them and finds a boat to take him out a little ways. Do you go with him in the boat or stay on the shore with the crowd? As you listen to his parable about the sower sowing seed on various types of land, what images come to your mind and heart? How do you feel? In what way has the seed, the Word of God, fallen on your path, your rocky ground, your thorns, your rich soil? What images or memories come to your mind and heart? What desires are stirred in you as Jesus speaks? What might it mean for you that the sower continues to sow on all of these types of ground? Imagine that Jesus has returned to the shore, and once again you are sitting with him, just the two of you by the sea. Share with him what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as a friend, sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.